Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A photo of a newsreader on a government-owned television station went viral recently after he was said to be wearing a woman's traditional Chinese outfit during a broadcast on Chinese New Year last Friday, the 12th of February. The newsreader can be seen wearing a red traditional Chinese top, which has stirred mixed reactions among netizens. One netizen wrote that the photo is an example of the great chasm that now exists in the cross-understanding of cultures in Malaysia. This is supposedly a news reader dressed up for Chinese New Year. The guy and the station do not realize that he is wearing a woman's cheongsam. Another netizen said she didn't have a problem with men wearing a woman's cheongsam as it's up to personal preference, but drew the line if it was a mistake by a Malaysian organization. Honestly, I have no problem at all at men dressing in a woman's cheongsam or woman dressing in man's cheongsam. It's personal preference really. But I will have problem if that is a result of a mistake made by a Malaysian organization. It's just disgraceful and unacceptable. Different netizens responded differently. Let us all be nice and appreciate that he made the effort in the first place. Thanks for trying even though there might be a mistake in the attire, nah. It's not a cheongsam. A cheongsam wouldn't have such a long sleeve. It could be a Mongolian male attire, that is not a woman's cheongsam. He's just buff, I'm not Chinese, yet I knew something was wrong with this pic the moment I saw it. While some said that the newsreader should not be blamed or body-shamed, there were several netizens who pointed out that there were Chinese traditional outfits for men that looked similar. The outfit seen on the newsreader could be a chong pao, which was a traditional clothing of the Manchu ethnic people, according to the Daily China. A chong pao typically has a long, horseshoe-shaped sleeves that can be rolled up while working or left down to show respect to one's superiors. Because the Manchus were typically horseback riders, there were four cuts in the fabric that allowed for easy movement. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Sugarbook banned in Malaysia, made accessible again under sukribook.com. Source, Cosmo Source, Daobao Source, AliExpress. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.